Where did you live when you were little?
I lived until I was 6 years old in Nuevo, California, which is in the high desert. And then when we were six, I moved up to Northern California and lived in Forbestown until I was 16.
Can you describe your Forbestown house?
Yes, I actually lived in three houses when I lived in Forbestown. So I lived in Grandpa's house that he built. We lived in the back suite that had two bedrooms and two bathrooms, and then we shared the kitchen and the rest of the house with Grandma and Grandpa. And then we moved into a trailer that Papa bought for us, and that was just down the street. And that was Frank Close's house, and we lived in that trailer for a long time. And then the last year we were there, we moved across the street again to Kay Dudgeon's house because she had died, that Papa had bought that house too. And we lived there for a year. I shared a room with my brothers the whole time.
What did you do in your free time?
I read. I went hiking out in the forest. I went bike riding in the forest. And that's about it.
How did being homeschooled affect your life?
It made me less shy about voicing my own opinions in front of other people because I didn't have any real peer pressure or anything. So I think like myself a little better than some people like themselves because I didn't have to go through junior high and have mean girls not like me. And I think it made me inquisitive about knowledge and open to finding creative ways of learning things, because a lot of it I had to figure out how to learn by myself.
Can you name all of your pets that you had?
I've had 70 now pets in my lifetime, so probably not. I can name a few. How many do you want me to name?
You don't have to name them all.
Well, I can say we had Sadie, Mr. Bones, another Sadie, Cayenne, what was that dog's name? Gigi, Bo, Mini Mutt, Trixie, and then Max. So I had nine dogs. And then I had lots of goats, Lila, Lily, and Lucy. And then I also had a goat named Belle, who was my favorite goat. And we had chickens, and we had hamsters, and lizards, and fish. My cats, I had lots of cats. My favorite cat was Bad Cat, and then Ebers, our cat we have now. But I had a lot of cats in between all that too.
What was the cow's name?
Oh, we weren't allowed to name the cow because you don't name things you don't eat.
What about the cow you did name?
We named him Moo Moo, but he wasn't really supposed to be named because we butchered him.
Okay. What was your favorite pet of all the pets? Ebers and Norman do not count.
Okay. I would have to say my goat Belle was probably one of my favorite animals, and she died in my arms, which was really tragic. Yeah, it was super sad.
What's the best memory of that pet, Belle?
I have two good memories for her. She was super smart like a dog. So when we'd go hiking, she'd just hike with us. So we'd have the dogs with us, and then the cats would be slinking off on the side, and then the goats would kind of march along on the trail. And then the other really cool memory I have, when she was a tiny baby, when she was first born, and little goat hooves, they're white when they're first born. And so it looked like she was kind of in ballerina shoes, tap dancing around on the floor. It was super cute. And then my saddest memory of her is when we buried her after she died. My brothers thought it was super funny to jump up and down on the thin layer of dirt to make the gases come out of her body. And so it sounded like she was farting. It was super sad.
It was sad. It was Uncle Brian.
Yeah, and Uncle Sam too.
Who was your best friend at the time?
I would say my longest friend, who I always called my best friend, even though she didn't live in Northern California, I knew her in Southern California, her name was Shelby. And so Shelby would be who I probably would have said is my best friend, even though we really didn't spend a lot of time together. But honestly, I think probably looking back on all this, Nani was my best friend.
What was the worst punishment you got?
From Nani and Poppy?
Yeah.
One time, Nani was going to spank me, and I tried to run away while she was spanking me, and then she was in mid-swing when I ran away, and so she hit me on the elbow instead, and it hurt so bad, and then she and I both just started crying because it was like a terrible thing for both of us.
Even the elbow, that's gonna hurt.
Oh, it hurt so bad.
What about Nani?
Nani was so upset. She was so upset. Like, she felt terrible.
Why did you get spanked?
Oh, I don't know why in that one, but normally it was like, if no other punishment worked, like, they would, like, you know, go to your room or something. If all that, I was still, like, behaving, like, back-talking or sassing, and none of the other punishments were changing my attitude. Or if I, like, had lied or stolen or... then you get spanked for it.
Well, what's the angriest you've ever seen Nani and Poppy? You and your brothers.
What's the angriest all of us kids have ever seen them?
Yeah.
Oh, one time, me and Brian thought it would be super funny to play a joke on my mom and tell her that Samuel fell into a mine shaft. We were at Sutter's Fort in Sacramento on this, like, field trip, a homeschool field trip. And so the mines were closed off, but we had gone in and the parents were still outside. And so we thought, oh, okay, we're going to, you know, leave Samuel in there, and then we're going to run and tell Nani that Samuel fell into the mine. And so we run out there and we're like, Samuel fell into the mine! Samuel fell into the mine! And her face, like, got, like, white, like, so scared. And so then she ran into there, and obviously Samuel had not fallen into the mine, and so then she spanked us.
Did you ever get Poppy really mad?
Yes, but Poppy didn't get as overtly angry at me as he would at the boys, so I don't...
The angriest the boys have gotten them.
Pretty angry. I mean, they did some stupid stuff. But I'm trying to remember, like, a specific story. I mean, the thing is that, like, definitely there were times when they were mad at us, and there were times when I was angry at both of them and frustrated with them. But, like, on the whole, Nani and Poppy, like, did a really good job of, like, being, like, giving us love. And so the overarching memory of my childhood is one of just being loved. Not really of being, like, having someone mad at me or punishing me.
What's the weirdest thing you and your brothers have done?
Me and my brothers?
Yeah.
The weirdest thing we've ever done.
Yeah. Well, funniest.
Funniest? One time we went out hiking in a snowstorm and we got lost. Oh, that's funny. And then we weren't very far from the house, but we couldn't figure out where we were. So we were, like, running around. And then this one kid, he was visiting from town, and he had on boots that weren't good snow boots. So his feet got soaking wet. And so I ended up giving him my snow boots, and I then hiked around in my wool socks. And my wool socks kept my feet very warm.
Interesting.
And one time, Uncle Brian, he loved to make booby traps. And so he made these socks full of rocks. And they hung them in the trees, and then you hit a tripwire, and the sock would fall on top of you. And so then he would trick Samuel into going and doing the thing. And one time we made, like, a tightrope between two trees, and then we would do these, like, clown performances on the tightrope in front of my mom and dad.
How old were you, like, when you guys did all this stuff?
Most of these memories are from Northern California, so I was between, like, 6, 7, and 16.
Cool. Can you describe, like, your neighborhood at the time?
Up in Northern California, yeah. In Portstown? Yes. So there were two streets that intersected. One was called Laram Lane, and one was called Kimry Road. And Grandma and Grandpa's house was at the end of Kimry Road, and then that met in a T to Laram Lane, and the top... So, like, if the T was the top of the T, the head. So Kimry was the bottom part of the foot, and then it goes up to the head. Laram, Frank Close's house was at the top part of the one T, and then Kay Dudgeon's was the other part of the T, and then that connected to a main road. But that was like a quarter mile away. So it was all forest. It was just 5 acres. Each property was on like 5 acres, and then we abutted up against logging company land. So it was just all forest everywhere around us.
What's the funniest thing your family has done? Like, all together? Like, what's the most fun memory you got?
I don't know most fun, but one time we decided we were going to try to go salmon fishing in the lake. and we had these like teeny teeny little fish hooks, and so my dad had the little motorboat running, and we were like dragging our lines out, and all of a sudden Sam Bryant was like, "I got something, I feel it," and we're like, "Pull it in," and then Samuel's like, "I got something too," and we're like, "Pull it in," and we all caught something, we're all like excited, and we're all trying to pull in because we were like, "This is great, we caught 5 salmon," and then we pulled out of the water and it was just this huge knotted tangle of all of our lines, so we had basically just caught each other. And then, so we didn't catch anything. And then when we went back in, we saw all these guys with like a bunch of salmon, and we were like, "Oh, where'd you get the, you know, what'd you do?" And then they were using like fish hooks that were like giant. So we had the teeniest little fish hooks you could buy, and these guys had these like big, huge fish hooks. So even if we had tried, even if we had hooked a salmon, it wouldn't have worked. Like, we wouldn't have caught it. But I mean, we had like adventures all the time because Nani and Poppy were kind of free spirited and didn't really like, they just figured things out as they went. So like, we do camping trips, which were like, you know, we're trying to figure out things as we're camping or hiking, where it's like we mismanage the time, so we have to hike home in the dark. So I don't know, we had fun a lot. We had a good time.